You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon today. He'll be back tomorrow. Pinch hitting, hanging out with some of the best people in radio. Of course, Sue Thomas, we would love her. And Ethan Hannaford, who used to be my producer on Sunday nights.
And Fred is also joining the party
now. And Fred is wonderful, and we love Fred producing behind the scenes, doing a fabulous job. So great to be with all of you. We'll get to Sue's news here in just a moment, but I did want to mention, because I am a huge Chiefs fan. Chiefs aren't happy about their schedule that just came out. Even Kelsey's whining about having to play in Brazil. I mean, how much do they pay him to whine about playing in Brazil because it's sweaty?
What? He can wipe his tears with his cash.
Yeah, exactly. You know, put some baby powder under your shirt. That's what I do when I'm in a humid climate. You know, anything works. You know, you big baby. So they're going to. Can I just say, I don't know why they even bother playing these games overseas. Would I be wrong to say that?
You know, I understand what they're going for because they're trying to spread the game and they're becoming bigger and bigger overseas. But what they need to make sure they're doing, you know, last year, the game in Brazil, the grass that they played on was not in good condition. And guys were slipping all over the place. I don't remember if there were directly any injuries that came from it, but it's things like that that I'm more concerned about. If you're going to play overseas, fine, I understand what you're going for in trying to spread the game, and they're doing it. They're honestly, their marketing is doing a really good job of that. But make sure that the players are safe in the stadiums that they're playing on, and the conditions, and all the things like that is what I would argue.
That's a big deal. I mean, doesn't the NFL? I mean, I'm sure they do have people who grounds people or whatever they call them, or I don't know, who make sure that the field is compatible so that nobody does get injured. And then week two, when he's facing the Eagles, again, he's not going to, you know, do as badly as he did in the Super Bowl. Just saying.
You would think so. But what game was it? Was it a couple of years ago? Was it the Super Bowl a couple of years ago? It was when the Chiefs and the Eagles played that everyone was sliding all over the place. Do you remember this, Fred? And the turf issues?
Yep.
So
that
this
was
bad. This has been an issue in the NFL, it feels like, and maybe even college too, for some time now, where the turf conditions or the grass conditions, depending on where they are, aren't necessarily great. There is no reason whatsoever why you shouldn't have turf in good condition to play in for professional football teams.
No kidding.
No reason.
Plus, the NFL runs the world, so I'm shocked that it was in bad condition at all ever.
How about this?
Well, exactly.
Heidi, they only play one preseason game this year. We're down to one preseason game now, guys. Just a couple years ago, it was
four. I didn't realize that.
They're going down to one now.
Why is that? Just injuries?
It's a long year. The regular season has gotten longer. The starters don't play much in the preseason games now. So I think the kind of the mindset is like, let's get to the regular season where, you know, all the excitement and entertainment is. But the problem is that the last year specifically, I think they had two regular season games last year. But the problem is that these guys clearly are not in game condition by week one.
Well,
and we saw that last year in multiple cases where quarterbacks look terrible. Guys are absolutely gassed by halftime. And that's not good for the game.
Mm-mm.
I think there were also some upsets, too, early on.
Yeah, perhaps. Reasons like yeah, that. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Okay, speaking of quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders, what do you think? Think he's going to get any play time ever?
That's an interesting question because
I like to ask interesting questions.
There was a lot of talent. There was a lot of talent coming out of college, and a lot of people had him very high. But people were concerned with, perhaps some of the interviews that he had during the draft process, which is why he dropped down so far to the fifth round. Supposed to be a first round draft pick and dropped all the way to the fifth round. But the Browns, they have quarterback issues. Deshaun Watson has been a mess for a while now. So it would not surprise me if he got some playing time at some point this season.
Yeah. I don't root for the guy. I don't root for him to go downhill, but still, it just coming in with all the bling and all the obnoxious stuff and saying, I'm not going to be in the combine and I'm not, like I'm the king of the universe. Yep. Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah,
do you think he'll be a fan favorite? Will people cheer for him?
No. That's a good question.
I don't think so because he's almost set himself, at least in college, he set himself up to be the villain. And now I think that perhaps maybe they'll try to ride this sob story of I dropped this far, so now pull for me. But I mean, it's going to depend on his personality, if he matures or if he continues to have this
Agreed.
Me above everyone else kind of attitude.
But and if this if he took this to heart and learned something and was a little humbled, that might be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Perhaps, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you call yourself legendary, you've patented that. I have handbags older than him. How is he legendary? Somebody please tell me, what makes you a legend, my friend?
Yeah, that's
Give
a good point.
Give me a break.
That's a good point.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, that's from his dad. Maybe when he gets away from his dad telling him he's the greatest thing in the universe, this all goes back to kindergarten graduation, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You're telling these kids they've achieved something because they can put a lid on a marker.
Yes.
Woohoo! Let's cheer for you. Now
true.
You're legendary and you oh, geez. Okay.
It's a good point. Good point. Well,
unbelievable.
Heidi, is it time?
It's time. You know what? Let's go to Sue's News because I cannot wait.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know what? Today is actually a good national day. It's not like flip-flop day or whatever. Today is National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and it's in honor of local, state, and federal law enforcement officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice or been injured in the line of duty. So our hats go off to those on this day.
And there are so many of them.
Oh, yes.
Sadly.
Throughout the country. I just did... Okay, there was a Bulldog Rescue trivia event at the St. Louis County, some sort of structure that has to do with the police. And they have a wall full of people who they have lost. And it's really, you know what I mean? Until you see that, you don't really think about how many total just in St. Louis County we have lost.
Wow.
So, yes, thank you to all of those police officers and everybody associated with them. Mm. All right, on this day in history, 95 years ago, picture it, it's 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess when she went on duty aboard a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, I heard a story about this. Tell me if you heard this, Heidi. I don't know if I'm the only one who saw it. But back in the day, stewardesses, the whole point was that they could rescue people. In other words, they were also essentially nurses.
What?
So if something were to go wrong, these were not, shall I say, vacuous women. These women were sharp, and they also did the food service and everything else. But the whole point at the beginning was that they could help in an emergency.
Okay. I don't remember the health part of it, but I know that certainly they're able to get you out of an airplane, and they've proven their ability to do that many, many times. Now they have to do what? They have to serve you dinner and break up fights?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a big job back then.
It seems to me like a lot of the stewards, I guess we call them now, are men and older men on the latest flights I've taken.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That became later. But I think the first round of them was for that. And then it was 15 years ago. I don't think I knew this. And I saw it this morning, and I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. In 2010, Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail nonstop around the world without assistance at the age of 16.
Holy.
Right?
Wow.
I love when I come across these things, so I'm going to have to look her up tonight and see what's up with that. 16 years old.
That's so impressive.
Oh, my gosh. That's completely nuts.
So there's no helicopter parenting there is what you're saying.
No, exactly.
I was still watching Happy Days.
Right? I get it.
16, right. I was roller skating and watching Love Boat.
Warner Brothers announced yesterday that they're changing the name of their streaming service from Max back to HBO Max. Duh.
That was so dumb in the first place.
It was. It was 2 years they've been calling it Max, and then it occurred to them that, you know what, HBO was actually a well-known brand, and people liked HBO, and it had gone back for so long that people were associated, and they were like, what's Max? So, yeah.
No, I think it's just a trick to make it so you can't actually track your bill and figure out, you know, what service you're using now.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. You could run out of money with plus all these services.
Exactly.
My gosh.
I feel like this is much more than just an HBO Max thing. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I feel like this is a, you know, we have to rebrand or change things up.
It's
to,
like new
to
Coke.
Sound cool.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
yes.
And when in reality, like, you have something that works that people understand and sticks out to them. I mean, how many years was Game of Thrones the biggest show in the world on HBO Max?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, why change it if it ain't broke?
That's true, too. By the way, ooh, that reminds me. The new Game of Thrones series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has been pushed back to 2026. So I guess they thought that it was going to be at the end of this year. They're going to push it back just a little bit. And also, HBO Max unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman, because we have to have another Superman movie, Fred. But
oh, yeah.
Ethan, is that going to be good?
You know, I don't really know much about this upcoming Superman, but I hope it is. Because, I mean, you think through the history of all of the Superman movies that they have had, and how many of them have just ended up being disappointing, or have been corny or cheesy.
Ryan Recker, who filled in yesterday for Mark, was asking me, did you see the trailer? What do you think about the new Superman? Is it going to be a woke Superman?
Oh,
are we going to have that as a problem?
Not.
I don't know. I haven't seen the trailer.
All right. Well, it's out, so we can all look it up now if you want to see it.
Will it be full of toxic masculinity? That's what I want to know.
I hope so. And Netflix is bringing back the talent competition show, Star Search. Oh, yes. I thought the same thing, Heidi. I thought, are you kidding me? As a live event. Okay, for those of you too young to know, young Ethan, this was a weekly talent TV show.
Okay.
And it ran from 1983 to 1995.
I had never heard of it.
Okay, it was hosted by Ed McMahon. And you could tell that they told him how to pronounce people's names in big letters and sounded it out. Because that part always amused me. Now, there are some of the people that performed actually did become stars. Beyonce was on there. Britney Spears was on there. Well, so was Dave Chappelle. Now, and we have a little bit of Dave Chappelle when he was on this show. Okay, keep in mind, he's 19 years old when this is happening.
Tell you, man. Growing up in D.C., D.C.'s a crazy place to grow. I had like the most dangerous job in the District of Columbia. I used to deliver pizzas for Domino's. They would rob me every day. I had to get a gun, man. Ever seen a Domino's pizza boy with a gun? I used to bust in people's apartments just, Domino's, freeze! Put the money in the floor, man. Get on the floor. Don't move. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
And if you would not have known who that was, could you have told just kind of by hearing the audio, could you have eventually figured it out?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I mean, you
yeah.
can kind of hear him, but not, I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was him at 19. Well, he won and kept coming back. That's also part of Star Search.
Wasn't Star Search sort of like the forerunner to America's Got Talent?
Yeah, essentially.
That sort of thing.
Here's the thing, right, is there's no way that it's actually going to find, like, the next stars now, though, right?
I don't know. Well, you know, so they would have Dave on. They'd have two comedians, and then somebody, then the audience would vote, and then one would go on. So Dave made it to at least week four. But I don't know who eventually won. That's the difference between this show and, like, America's Got Talent.
But you think of, like, I mean, those three names, if those are the three biggest to come out of it, I mean,
not
Britney Spears, Beyonce,
yes.
and Dave Chappelle. I mean, they're three of the
yes.
biggest artists in what they do in the world right now.
Exactly.
Speaking of, my sisters are going to go see Beyonce in Chicago this weekend.
Are they really?
So they're super excited.
Cowboy
for that.
Carter tour?
Cowboy Carter
All
tour,
right.
yeah.
I hear it
Skip
wasn't
St.
selling
Louis.
Well. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. People were complaining about the prices. They didn't complain about the prices when Taylor Swift
That's
took
true.
A house
no,
payment.
They
See, I'm just
did
saying.
Not. That is no, absolutely true. Okay, I kind of like this story. Brad Pitt was spotted at a New Zealand McDonald's on Easter Sunday. He rolled up to a McDonald's drive-thru in Auckland. And you could tell it's him. There's a video out. He's got, you know, a beard, but he's Brad Pitt. You can't hide it. And he had a brief interaction with a young fan. And she posted the video on social media. Well, here's what they've done in New Zealand. They've just embraced it. And now McDonald's wants to give every Kiwi named Brad a free quarter pounder. So if you live or are visiting New Zealand, all you have to do, the offer ends Sunday. Just because of this, you can get one for free because your name is Brad.
That's very smart.
The video's kind of cute.
Can you imagine not even being able to get a burger without it being a big deal? You imagine being that kind of famous? Because I love fast food, and I
right?
would hate that if that happened to me.
That's, oh, my right? gosh,
Urban,
yeah.
You're so
I mean,
famous, you can't go
yes.
grab your Del Taco or your whatever, your,
Which,
you know, McDonald's or whatever.
And then they make a national thing out of it. No
and,
kidding.
And I understand, you know, yes, would that be difficult? Sure, but I imagine the trade-off that you're getting, I think they're okay with it.
What, you think that just because...
You know, the millions of dollars, your face everywhere, being world famous. I mean, that's the life you chose.
It is the life you chose, but I think it's probably different tiers of it.
Oh,
and
I'm
Brad
sure.
Pitt has to be at the
oh,
top
I'm
tier.
Sure.
And that would get really old. You're just in Auckland trying to get a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, New Zealand. That's amazing.
Some guy in Australia is going viral after washing his Crocs in the dishwasher. Huh? Would you do this? It's a hack that's been circulating online since at least 2021, so it's not a new idea, but this video blew up for some reason because he did it with a bunch of dishes in there.
Oh boy. Yikes.
Really? Come on, it sanitizes everything in there.
I know, but...
No? Okay, all right.
I'm not above it, but I don't think I'd do it with silverware.
Yeah, that's my thought. I'm like, it's like, okay, that's... not. I'm thinking of, like, having nasty feet inside of the shoe. We're not even talking about what's... I'm not even
no.
thinking about what's under the shoe. You know,
that's
like,
what
you
I'm thinking about,
on.
What's under the shoe.
Yeah,
believe
I don't know
me.
About that.
Yeah, where does it stop? Next, it'll be socks.
I don't know. No, thank you. I don't think I'm doing socks in there, Fred.
No.
But I understand your
Crocs.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, they keep my feet warm. Okay. My friend Ashley's mother told me one time. She said, Sue... The only way my feet stay warm in the winter is in these Crocs, and they've got fur in them. And I guess it's because it's completely plastic and they don't breathe. But your feet in the winter will stay warm in the Crocs with the fur in them. That's why I have
Oh, that's even more appealing. So your feet don't breathe. That's even
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what
more fragrant.
Oh, boy, that's got to smell great.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put those in there and invite you all over to dinner. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Oh, I did not know this. Okay. Mattel released a pregnant version of the Barbie doll in 1963. Her name was Midge. And she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside. But then she was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy. Midge.
I think my sister's had a Midge, but I don't remember her being pregnant. I remember Barbie. I remember her friend Midge.
Well, there you go.
Let me just say this. That sounds actually like a really cool idea with having the baby inside of the belly detachable. But Midge?
What it was 1963. It's 1963.
I've never even heard that name.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not a good. Have you seen the divorce Barbie? Have you seen that one?
No.
She comes with all of Ken's things.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness.
And that's it for Sue's News.
Sorry.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Heidi, what's coming up after the break?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to go with this crazy crew. I have no idea. Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform will bring some sanity back to the show when he joins us. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court and birthright citizenship, which is being discussed as we speak. We'll chat about that much more in the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.